That was a tune by Steve Swallow. And Steve Swallow was a bass player who played with everybody, really. But he played a lot with Gary Burton in the early days. He played with Pat Metheny, well, everybody. And he wrote these really beautiful little pieces just like that. They really changed the way a lot of jazz compositions went right after that. We're talking about the late 60s here. These guys were real innovators. It was really fun to see all that stuff happening. Anyway, that was Steve Swallow and Gary Burton. There's an album called Duster, really worth looking up. It was one of those watershed albums that changed the way a lot of people looked at chord changes and melodies in jazz. It was very, very kind of mainstreamish up until then, you know. And anyway, Steve Swallow, another guy.
Here's a tune, another orchestral tune, a lovely tune that Paul wrote entitled Senorita. You ready?
I'm ready.
I like to hear that.
Thank you.
About 8 months ago, I released an album called A Night at the Espresso, which kind of went back to my really my roots when I was about 14 or 15 years old. And I used to actually come home from skating at Carousel Arena on Friday night, and I'd say, "Oh, Mom and Dad, I'm so tired. Oh, I gotta go to bed." I'd crawl up to my bed, and then when I saw the light go out, I would go out the window, and I would crawl down the trellis, and I'd go up to Granville Street, and I'd go downtown, and I'd go to a jazz club called the Espresso, and I'd stay there till 7 in the morning, hanging around. And I did that for about 3 years, and hanging around with, sort of surly old jazz musicians.
And now we're the surly old jazz
musician. Now I'm a surly old jazz musician. It's perfect. So the only reason I bring that up is that's what that album is all about. It's kind of a pays homage to that little time in my life. And here's a tune from that album entitled Amo O Mysterio. Thank you very much, folks. We have one more orchestral, a bit of an epic for you. Look out. And this is another tune by Paul, of course. And this is, how long was this tune on the album? Was it like a minute and 30 seconds or something?
Oh, yeah. They're not very long. They're like two and a half minutes, maybe. A minute and 30 seconds? I didn't write anything that short. That's not really a tune. It's a phrase. Kind of.
It's a jingle. How about a hand for Paul Lucas? Come on, give it up.
Thank you. While we're congratulating each other, what do you think of these orchestrations? Aren't they freaking marvelous? There's some parts in there that I'm busy playing and I hear them and I just want to stop and listen. And sometimes I do.
He's doing all this without a click track or anything, so he's got that right in there.
Yeah, right in the old noggin there.
Okay, this is called Riders on the Horizon, and it kind of starts out with a bang. Here we go.
You have been listening to Tom Keenlyside and Paul Lucas performing at the Old Fire Hall in Whitehorse, Yukon in October of 2022. We would like to thank Jazz Yukon for presenting the Jazz in the Hall concert series. We also thank Jim Holland, Charlie Morgan, and Dieter Gade for their contributions to this show. I am R.P. Singh. And of course, thanks to you for joining us. Check out all the other live recordings we have on our website, junctionjam.ca. Just go to the Jam Live tab. There's sure to be plenty more music to entertain you. We are leading today's show out with music by Canadian bass player Paul Bergman and performed by the Paul Bergman Quintet at the Old Fire Hall in 2015. In this session, Paul Lucas plays the acoustic guitar. Here is the piece, Bass Mint Suite.
You're listening to CGSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.